starting to strum. Read the paragraph, and let me explain a few things. The diagram that you see all the way to the left on the bottom is a blank chord chart. It is like looking at your guitar straight on from the front. If you were to hold your guitar straight out in front of you, with the strings facing you and the peg head at the top and the body at the bottom, you would be looking at the top of this chart. You see the peg head, you see the six gears represented, you see a dark line horizontally, which represents the nut, which is your white line on your guitar, and then you have six vertical lines. Each line represents a string. The string, the line and the string all the way to the right going up and down is your first string E. The second line is your second string, third, fourth, fifth. The line all the way to the left going up and down vertically is your sixth string. The bars going across are your frets. So when you see in the next diagram, it's basically the same chart except no peg head, and it just says C chord written above it. Chord is spelled C-H-O-R-D, not C-O-R-D. That's wood. Okay? You have the six lines going across. You have dots now on certain strings with numbers in them. And you have X's. The X's mean do not play that string. So hold down. You can see where the dot with the one. That's telling you to use your first finger, count over from the right, to see what string it should be on. It looks to me like it's on the second string, and it's in the first fret. The one doesn't tell you the fret, it tells you the finger. You can see that it's pushed up in the fret as far as possible, and it would sound like this. The next finger I'm going to put down is on the 1, 2, 3, 4th string, 2nd fret, and I'm going to use my 2nd finger, and it would sound like this. The hard part is going to be to make sure that when the first string is hit, it sounds like this, and not that your finger is laying against it. So use just the tips of your fingers, and also the third string has no finger on it. So I can strum four strings. I can strum the four strings that are left with no X's on them, and it would sound like that. And yours may sound like this. You have to push harder. If pushing harder doesn't help, take your fingers off and set them back down. And you do that until they sound clear. Four strings on the strum. Four strums would sound like this. I'm strumming with downswings as well. The second chord is the easier of the two. I like to give you the hard one first. It's a G7 chord, one finger. First finger, first string, first fret, strum the first four strings. 1, 2, 3, 4. And it would sound like that. G7.